Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
106.5 The End.
The Wake Up Call.
Is there anything that bugs you guys and you can't really explain why? I'm asking this because Kim Kardashian was on Kimmel, and Kimmel did this funny thing where he ran over some of the rumors that have circulated the internet about her.
Okay.
And she confirmed or denied which were true.
Okay.
I'm not going to play all of them for you, but obviously, like, some of them are true and some of them aren't. Like, does she have a sixth toe? She does not have a sixth toe. Stuff like that.
Okay.
This is one, though, that I can 100%, 100% relate to.
You have someone take the Starbucks sleeve off your coffee because you hate the sound of cardboard.
Wow. You have somebody who takes the cardboard off of your coffee because you hate the sound of cardboard. That's what the rumor is about Kim Kardashian.
Okay.
And yes, that's true. And I hate the feeling.
Is that is that somebody's sound. Only job? Is that it's like they're one guy who does that, or a woman. I don't want to, you know,
whoever I'm with, I just can't see it being done, or I can't hear it, and I can't feel it.
So for me,
it's
not the cardboard on the Starbucks cup. For me, it is a Starbucks straw being pushed through the lid. I want to scream the F word every time somebody does it around me. To say nails on a chalkboard doesn't even do it justice. If I am ever being interrogated by the CIA and they would need some information out of me, straw in and out of a Starbucks lid. And I'd be like, okay.
I'll tell you everything. You guys know mine. I can't stand the sound of liquid pouring. Oh, I cannot stand it.
But that's all. Are yours all audio? Because for me, the straw thing's not just the sound.
You don't like the feel of it.
Oh, I don't know what they make that straw out of. I remember when Starbucks tried to go paper straws, and then there was a revolution in this country. And then Starbucks like, okay. We don't want to kill sea turtles.
Right, we want to keep the mermaids alive.
But we hear your cries. Right. We're going to crunch the numbers and we're going to get back to you. And then they found this like biodegradable plastic or whatever the hell it is. And I don't know. And listen, I want the planet to live for another billion years.
Sure.
I have kids and I want them to be able to survive on this planet when I die. That being said, whatever that biodegradable plastic is, we can't use it.
So
there's something to the touch of it. And I'm just like, it makes my skin crawl.
I know that, you know, there's the expression nails on a chalkboard.
Yeah.
Touching actual chalk is a little rough for me.
Really?
Wow. Yeah.
When it's smooth or when it's
just like, you know, kids big. Big chunky chalk that they like sidewalk chalk.
Yes.
Whew. Ha.
Well, is it because
it feels so dry?
Yeah.
And
smooth at the same time.
I guess smooth, yeah, but there's something about it that feels like when I touch it, it feels like it's going to suck all the moisture out of my body.
Somebody texted in and they have your back on the liquid being poured into something. They said every time they go to a movie and there's that ad in Dolby surround sound of Coca-Cola being poured into a glass. She's like, I freak out.
I can't. It's the worst.
Kevin, is there anything that like drives you crazy?
I hate people who smack their gum.
Oh, I do that.
Like when they chew very loud.
Yeah, I sometimes will do that.
If I've
chewed that piece of gum for a while,
long.
I almost feel like I have to. I got to put my back into it. You know, I got to really crack down on that gum. What about
banana noises?
Oh, banana noises.
What was wrong with banana noises?
It's disgusting.
It's so soft.
I know.
That's
the point.
The thing.
And if you don't know what banana noises, it's not just from eating bananas. It's anything that makes you make this sound.
You know, I have to say, for me, it is specifically with a banana.
Oh, banana. That's why we call them banana noises. But I mean, you can do it with like almost that pudding that makes that sound too. There's all kinds of stuff.
I also hate bananas and I hate the smell of bananas. So the combination of that sound with the smell of banana is that pushes me over the edge.
Somebody texted in microfiber cloths that you use to clean screens or cars. I agree.
There's something about
it's too soft, but then there's also like little pricklies
something
on
in
it.
There.
Yeah, it makes me and even hearing microfiber makes me feel like I'm touching asbestos, like the cotton candy thing or the insulation. You know, I'm getting fiberglass in my hand. So we got to hire somebody to remove all these things from our lives, okay? We need a comfort as
I wonder if we get somebody on Angie's list. How do you find a person for this?
Well, first of all, you get a rich dad who defended OJ from murder.
We can't end there. You got to make a sex tape.
Then you have a sex tape, and then you parlay all of that success into clothes?
Shapewear. And underwear now.
Yeah.
And a massively successful reality show.
All right.
And perfumes.
Well, this
and appearances.
All right. The goal's getting harder and harder.
It is.
The more you talk, the harder it's getting.
Sorry. That makes me feel bad, too.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.